Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
You ready? Let's go.
Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive.
I won't deny you, I'm a straight rider. You don't want to...
Time to play the game.
Now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com.
Thanks, Dowsy, and welcome to another Thursday night here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. It's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, of course, a tradition unlike any other. I'm Chris, joined by my right-hand man, Brenton Bloom. What's up, brother?
Full name today, huh?
Yeah, we're going formal.
Okay.
We're going formal tonight,
Christopher,
here at Benchwarmers. We got a nice crowd on tap here. Check out my Twitter feed at Chris M. Williams if you're around, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But yeah, some nice looking ladies around us here tonight.
They're not cougars per se, mountain lions.
Yeah, it's a good crowd tonight here at Benchwarmers. Oh man, what a show do we have for you. Charlie Henry, Iowa State assistant basketball coach, will join us on the Hy-Vee Hotline coming up at 6:10. And Billy Finley from the Iowa State women's basketball program is going to join us at 6:35 on the Hy-Vee Hotline. Hey, up until then, if you want to join us, you're always free. 515-284-5966. As I'm sure Bloom's going to have a hot take on the Big 12 or, you know, something good like that. Bloom, I want to start off with this. It's been bothering me all day. Texas Tech scored 35 bloody points last night against Oklahoma. Or, excuse me, 36. I shortchanged them by one. They scored 36 points in a game, Brent. That's the team that beat Iowa State last week. Really bothers me. I know Iowa State bounced back, and they played well against Texas despite, you know, what happened at the end of that game.
Yeah.
I still think Iowa State handled a good top 20 team for the majority of the game. They scored 36 points last night.
Well,
that really, man, you know that Iowa State, you knew they were going to be kicking themselves for that loss up until March, but this now, after that 36-point thing, it really stings even more.
It does, especially when you look at their offense the rest of the Big 12 season has been just poor. Awful.
Awful.
And they put up 78 on Iowa State, and you know, if you look at the stats from yesterday, Tech goes 11 of 52.
That was what they went. They went 11 of 52.
And then, you know, against Iowa State, they make, what, 14 threes? So they made more threes against Iowa State than they made field goals against Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It was one of those days. Yeah, Iowa State didn't close out very well,
yeah,
like on shooters and stuff. But,
yeah.
I mean, people are going to make shots at some point. But that is going to come back to bite them, I'm afraid. I hope not. I mean, they're going to have to win now a game like on Monday in Lawrence to get over that, because that's a game that most other teams will win.
They're going to have to do more than that, though, because Kansas has won at Baylor. They've won, you know, they've done well on the road.
They're
plus
three
right now.
They're plus two on Iowa State from an opponent's standpoint.
Yep.
So you're right. I mean, somebody's got to beat Kansas besides Iowa State for one, and somebody will. But that could come back to sting if the Big 12 regular season title, which I know was the goal from the start for this team, that stings a little bit extra after Saturday.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, 515-284-5966. Let's go to the Hy-Vee Hotline. Dave wanted to talk basketball with us. What's up, Dave?
Hey, just a couple comments on your opening. First of all, Chris, the only cougar you should be talking about should be under a bench care. And had to, Chris. And Brent, Alex says hi. Loved your column. But remember, regarding expectations, from those that great expectations are given, much should be accepted. Expected. Sort of a Spider-Man twist.
I got you.
That's like a Peter Parker.
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, that would be like his uncle who died.
Correct. But I'll still go back. Just make sure they're under bed care. Leave it at that.
Thank you, Dave.
Good advice.
We appreciate
everybody.
It. We appreciate Dave.
Reference something
in.
I wrote today. We appreciate you reading, Dave.
Yeah, and let's. I was going to get to that. Because I kind of am in the middle. I appreciated,
I know you are.
I appreciated your column. But I also know that, you know, if you're playing for a Big 12 championship, you can't lose to Texas Tech.
Oh, yes. No, and what I wrote today, was not necessarily saying that I'm accepting the loss to Texas Tech, because that was clearly not.
I get what I'm saying. I know what your point is, and I agree with it.
If your only expectations the entire year, the only thing you're focused on as a fan is a national title, then you're going to miss out on a bunch of stuff before then.
Correct.
And so you're kind of seeing the tree in the forest. I don't know how that analogy works. But you're missing out on some really fun basketball.
Oh, yeah.
And the way Iowa State plays, they're going to give up some points just based on possessions and all that stuff. And the Texas collapse, quote-unquote, I think was Texas more than Iowa State.
I would agree.
Iowa State did not actually play that poorly. Yeah, they missed some free throws late, and they had a couple turnovers that kept Texas in the game. But as a whole, Texas just went out of their minds. And when you're in a high-possession game, you're going to give up some runs like that.
Yeah, and let's not forget, Texas is a good team. What I found especially interesting about that game on Monday night, Rick Barnes was, like, happy after the game. He was. He's like, he basically said, my team finally figured it out, is how I interpreted what Rick Barnes, Texas's head coach, had to say. He was jubilant after his team lost. I think that they did kind of figure something out. It clicked.
He seemed more pleased after that game than Fred did.
Yes.
Which was, I mean, it was kind of like a fireside chat with Rick Barnes. I mean, he was telling stories.
Oh, he was great. That was but for real, that was the most personable I've ever seen Rick Barnes.
Rick Barnes said something interesting. Sometimes it takes a couple games where you do not play well to figure out how you can play in the future. And so, you know, maybe Iowa State figured something out against Texas Tech. Maybe they figured, I mean, it's all learning until you get to March, and that's when it matters.
Yeah. 515-284-5966. Cyclone Fanatic Radio here on 1460 KXNO. I'm Chris Williams, joined by Brent Bloom. We'll get to Iowa State assistant coach Charlie Henry here momentarily. Billy Finley joining us, I believe. Senior writer Rob Gray going to stop by. He was at Iowa State's availability earlier today. We'll talk about that. Rob has a piece up on CycloneFanatic.com's front page right now about Naz Long and George Niang, who they sat around the dinner table or their couch or whatever, their roommates last night, and they watched TCU, Iowa State's next opponent, take Kansas down with the wire. Didn't surprise me. You know, in Fort Worth, they play in that weird gym right now. Is their other gym is being renovated, like $59 million renovation or something
it's
like that.
It's going to be big time.
Yeah, it really is. So it didn't really surprise me, because I don't think that, as we've established, Kansas is good, but we don't think that Kansas is Kansas of years past. They're
correct.
Beatable. And TCU, Brent, when you start to break this basketball team down that comes to Ames on Saturday, two overtime losses, they've played with a lot of good teams. Kansas now, they took West Virginia to overtime in Morgantown. Now, I doubt Morgantown was as daunting as it was when Iowa State was there that
correct.
Night. But that's still an impressive feat. That's a tough place to play. This team has the talent to really beat anybody on any given night. So this is a team you absolutely can't look past.
They do two things really well, and if this rings a bell, then it should. They guard and they rebound. What did Texas Tech do well? What did K-State do well? And those are two teams that gave Iowa State problems. Now, it's not a great offensive team, but I know they had played a soft non-conference schedule. They did. They were ranked at one point this year. And Trey Ziegler's a good player. I mean, they got some bodies, so it's not a game, and I don't think Iowa State will. I mean, they're on a different level than Texas Tech even, and so they're going to come into Ames. Iowa State has to be prepared, because we've seen what this team can do. They're not. And Keenan Anderson is a really good point guard. I think Fred said today he may be the best point guard in the league. Now, Juwan Staten would have an argument, but Anderson's a really good player. He's had huge games against Iowa State last year. I think he had over 20 in both of them. So
that was the Melvin Edgem game.
Mm-hmm. And then he down in TCU, that game was tied last year with 5 minutes to play. So, and this is a much better Horned Frog team. It'll be an interesting test. Iowa State should win, but we said that last week against Texas Tech. Iowa State cannot afford to do what they did, where they just kind of took a nap for parts of the first half down in Lubbock, because TCU is much better.
Don't you think they've learned, though?
If they didn't learn from
Saturday and the negative press that they got and in some of the quotes I was reading and then how they responded and they came out against Texas all full of P&V, I think that they've learned.
Yeah. Well,
in reading the quotes, did you read Rob's story from today? I mean, Naz and George are very much taking this bull by the horn, it looks like to me.
I believe it, and I think you'll see right away is – what you saw against Texas with shot selection was much better in the first half against Texas. And I think that should continue, that these guys should realize that if they attack early inside, it'll open up everything else.
Yeah, Absolutely. Let's go back to the Hy-Vee hotline where there is a helpful smile in every aisle. Hy-Vee proudly supports the Iowa State Cyclones, and this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Let's bring on Charlie Henry, Iowa State assistant coach. Man, you are, Charlie, you're like a media darling this week. You filled in for Fred on Friday night. You could have heard the sideline show. Is that what they're calling now?
Monday night,
yeah, excuse me. You filled in for Fred, and now you have the, you know, just the honor and the opportunity to sit down and talk basketball with Brent Bloom and I here on a Thursday night. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Obviously, it's been an unbelievable week for me on a personal level, being able to sit down and talk with you guys after the highlight of Tuesday night.
Well, you couldn't seem more enthused about this, Coach.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited to talk to you guys about Cyclone basketball.
Absolutely. It's good to have you here. And no pressure. I've already gone on the record on Omaha Radio, Des Moines Radio, Cedar Rapids Radio, and I've already predicted you guys to win in Allen Fieldhouse on Monday. So, if you could do anything you can to just help me look smart here, I would appreciate that.
There you go. I'll do my best.
Hey, before that though, in all seriousness, big game for you guys on Saturday. Bloom and I just got done running down TCU's resume, and while they're 1-6 in the Big 12 Conference, it's a bit of a deceiving 1-6 when you consider. They really, cliche alert, but they learned how to win, I thought, as a program in the non-conference against a soft non-conference schedule. But two overtime losses, one of them in West Virginia, you know firsthand how hard it is to play in Morgantown. And then, you know, we all sat and watched them take Kansas to the wire last night. This is, a deceiving 1-6 record coming into Hilton Coliseum. What would your scouting of TCU tell you that the Cyclones have to be ready for on Saturday?
Yeah, I think they're definitely, you said it well. They're just a very, very capable opponent. They're a very good team. The Big 12. It's just so strong as a conference. To judge anyone by their conference record, is just foolish. And I would hope, I trust, our guys, they're going to be ready on Saturday. Obviously, with us playing on Monday, I'm sure most all of them got the chance to watch them last night. And, with how well they played against Kansas and, struggling from the free throw line the way they did, yet still having a shot at the end. I think it tells you all you need to know about, how quality of an opponent they are. They're really, really potent on the offensive glass. They're really potent at getting the free throw line from an offensive standpoint, and they really do a good job defensively. So they got our full attention, and we're excited. We're excited to get back out, in front of our great fans on Saturday afternoon. So,
hey Charlie, I know some cynical Iowa State fans would say, "Well, did Tech have your full attention last Saturday?"
Yeah.
I know everyone wants to make the comparison between the two, but is the team approaching it differently, I guess, this week?
Yeah, I think you approach every game the same. Obviously, it's easy to look at the end result of the Tech game and say, they obviously didn't have our full attention. Like I said, I believe on Tuesday was certain things happened and we didn't respond well and we created some of our own problems. So obviously, after a game like that, you try not to repeat the process. So, hopefully we're going to be, we plan on being a little sharper right from the get-go, and we plan on doing a better job and imposing our will right from the start and go from there. But we're not looking back, and that game's over with. That was last week. We've moved on, and we're ready to go for Saturday.
Charlie, isn't it what it's all about, though, is learning? And the one thing I can note, there are few certainties in this business, but one thing I can say is covering your team as closely as we do at Cyclone Fanatic, every year that Fred's been here, even before you got here, they've gotten better, the Cyclones have,
yep,
throughout the year, and they peaked in late February, March. And,
yep,
it isn't this part of the process? I was as frustrated as anybody, I think, on Saturday. But you know what I saw, though? I saw guys respond. They came out. They played great, I thought, for a good 38 minutes on Monday against a really good team. And
yep,
your guys, just the tone around practice today, I thought everybody was really focused. Isn't this part of the process? And picking yourself up and learning from these things?
Yeah, you know, there hasn't been any panic around the office. Like you say, it is a process, and learning how to win games, win close games, and learning how to put 40 minutes together, which is something we keep urging our guys. I mean, that's what we're striving for. We want to put together a complete game. You know, we feel we've came pretty close a couple times, but we're not sure we played, you know, 40 minutes. The way we can play, and I can tell you, as long as we keep getting better every day, when we do put together 40 minutes, we're going to be a pretty good basketball team, because we've seen stretches, and I think you saw it on Monday for quite a bit of that game, where we've really, really been good for long periods of time. So it's just consistency, and it's just working towards that every day, and really, you know, being able offensively and defensively to do it for the whole game. And that's what our goal is, and we're going to keep working towards it.
Talking to Iowa State assistant basketball coach Charlie Henry. And, Charlie, one phrase that I can't stand that people talk about your team is live by the three, die by the three.
Ugh.
And it bothers me because I think, you know, an open shot's an open shot. It's a good shot.
It's ignorant.
But
yep.
I think there's some ignorance there. But, I mean, if you look at the numbers, against Tech you shoot 31 threes. You only make like six of them. And then against Texas, only you dial that back down to 14 three-point attempts. You make six of those as well. Do you discuss yep. shot selection at all and trying to find better looks early in the game?
Yeah, you know, I'll say, you know, obviously we do love the three. We shoot it. We shoot the three. So we don't shy away from that. But at the same time, I believe at one point this week we were fourth in the country in two-point field goal percentage. So you know, the Tech game, I thought we probably settled, especially early in the game, for some guarded, contested looks from three where, you know, once, you know, maybe it was the result of their hot shooting. We wanted to, you know, we all, you know, collectively and individually wanted to answer, you know, their plays. But, you know, where a couple, you know, a simple play, a simple one more pass, you know, maybe attacking a little more would have got us even better opportunities. So, yeah, you know, I feel we probably settled a little bit in that Tech game. And then, you know, on Monday, I thought we corrected it and we really attacked. You know, we got great, great shots against Texas's zone in that first half. And we're fortunate enough to make a lot of them. So it's something we're always evaluating things. And, you know, we're always looking at the shots we're taking. And we, you know, we feel pretty good by and large that for the most part our shot selection and most every game has been pretty good this year. So we obviously want to play an attacking style just as much as we love the three. So it goes hand in hand.
Charlie, I know you're a basketball guy, but we can't let you go without a Super Bowl pick. I mean, come
oh
on.
Man,
who do we got?
You know what? Oh, that is, gosh, you put me on the spot. I'm gonna have to go with the Patriots.
The controversy about their balls doesn't bother you? That isn't.
You know what? It doesn't at all. It doesn't bother me at all. I'm gonna pick them to win it, and you know, Brady Belichick to get whatever that is. I believe it'd be their fourth championship. So 4 of 6. I know if Matty was on, he would be talking about how the Giants, if they were there, they'd beat him. But I'm gonna, Pats have been pretty good against everyone but the Giants, so I'm going to pick them.
Charlie, speaking of deflated equipment, do you guys, because I know I have that.
What do you mean by equipment? Like, you're talking basketball,
yeah, like
right?
Basketball. Do you guys actually look at that at all? Because I know there's a.
Leave it to Bloom to actually get a legit question.
No, there's a measurement for the basketball. I think it has to be like 7 to 9 pounds for a basketball. Do you guys even look at that at all as far as your home balls as compared to like what Tech has on the road or anything like that?
No, I mean, our guys noticed the brands, you know, because you use different brands. You know, Texas Tech was an Under Armour ball where we use Nike for our home games. And, you know, Kansas will use a Wilson ball. So they look at the different brands. But, no, it's not like football where I don't think at least there's a competitive advantage ever gained. I did mess with George a little bit because him passes and his ball seemed a little flat, and I kind of made a crack about him being a Massachusetts guy and all that. But no,
so
go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought you were just, if you knew, like, so let's say you know that you're playing Kansas, will you guys practice with a Wilson ball on
Sunday?
Sunday,
yeah, yeah, huh. In the days leading up, yeah, equipment manager Ryan Zludicki swaps out the balls, and we practice with the Wilson. So,
see, this is a call.
We learned something today.
Yeah, quick turnaround, like, you know, Kansas, you won't get much time, but on the longer days, yeah, you'll practice with the days leading up to the game.
That's actually fascinating. I'm glad that I asked about the Patriots' balls. So, okay, so you like the Patriots. That's a good take.
Yeah, I do. I do.
And you brought some substance behind it, too.
Yeah.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we appreciate it. We will see you on Saturday, all right? Good luck.
I appreciate you guys having me, for sure.
And, hey, assuming you get past TCU, when you enter the fog on Monday, remember that prediction I made. I would really appreciate you guys making me look smart here.
I didn't even know who we played on Monday. So
oh, okay.
I'm just zeroed in on Saturday.
That's a good answer, man. You're dialed in on the coach. I love it. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Charlie.
I appreciate it. All right.
Coach Charlie Henry from the Iowa State Cyclones. I've been awfully bold about this Iowa State wins in the fog thing, so I need all the help I can get.
Do you realize how many times they've lost
yeah.
at home
oh, yeah.
in the last
they're due.
10 years?
They're due.
It's like eight.
They're due. Did you watch the Oklahoma game a couple of Mondays ago?
Oh, I watched it.
They're flirting with danger, Bloom.
It's not a great Kansas team.
It's not a great Kansas
Still
team.
Still a first-place Kansas team.
They're flirting with – yeah, but Iowa State botched Texas Tech. Otherwise, they'd be right there. I mean, they'd be in the lead.
I want to know who the officials are for that game already.
Well, it's got to be Higgins. It's got to be.
Right?
It's got to be your
you
guy.
You want John Higgins,
John Hollywood Higgins.
You want John Higgins on that wall.
You want John Higgins.
He's not afraid of the moment
because he does not care about Fog Allen.
He doesn't.
John Hollywood Higgins is not a human being.
Higgins cares about.
He is a machine.
Himself, not Fog Allen.
I feel like Higgins would be the type who likes to rile up the Kansas folk.
You're absolutely right.
The at Big 12 refs Twitter feed will be a fun one to watch because that guy, whoever runs it, really gets. He really gets his jollies pumped up about Iowa State fans, you know.
And he should.
And, like, he really takes pride in running the can. Like, because he was doing that last night during the TCU-Kansas game, too. He's really having a lot of fun with it.
He followed me for the first time last week and has tweeted me numerous times that we could be best friends. Being Big 12 refs.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Because,
Andy
yeah.
just tweeted at us, you'll like this, because this is what I thought, too, and you'll have to go back and listen to the podcast, Bloom. The way you asked, Andy goes, I thought the deflated equipment question was about to take a weird turn, and so did I. That's why I had to ask, are you talking about, like,
basketball.
What are we talking about here, Bloom?
Well, it's not a football, it's a
yeah.
basketball.
No, yeah. No, yeah. absolutely. Helpful smile on every aisle, that Hy-Vee hotline. You never know what's going to happen with it.
Charlie was ready for it.
Yeah, he absolutely was ready for it. Rob Gray, senior writer, Cyclone Fanatic, showing up here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Little Billy Finley coming up at 6:35. How about, Bloom, let's take our first break of the program. We'll sit Rob Gray down. We'll talk to him about his story. He was there interviewing the guys at practice earlier today. Then we'll get to Billy Finley. Lots to come here. We are at Benchwarmers at Ankeny. Let's see. What do we got on here? Dayton and UMass is on one television. I think Kentucky coming up. Bloom and I are going to stay here and have a couple of cold Busch Lights after we get off the air at 7 o'clock. It'll be a good night, as it always is here at Benchwarmers at Ankeny. And, again, we have the good crowd here tonight. So come on over and hang out with us. We'll be back right after this. It's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show on 1460 KXNO.
I get it. Spring feels like it's forever away, and it's easy to put things off until the 70-degree days and sunshiny warmth are here. But if you find yourself wanting to sell or buy a home this spring or summer, you should be planning right now. Hi, I'm Mark Charter, a real estate agent with RE/MAX. Some people think all realtors are the same, that they're just an essential part of the equation in selling or buying a home. Not true. That's why I bought a moving truck that my clients can use free of charge. It's why I offer professional designing advice, pre-listing house cleaning, short 3-month listing contracts, and most recently, unveiled 3 different listing options. You get the choice of paying commissions of 5, 6, or 7% when you list your home with me. If you need more reasons, check out all of my past client reviews on Trulia.com and my own website, MarkCharter.com. As the most recommended realtor in the metro, you'll like what you read, and you'll love working with me. Prime selling and buying season is quickly approaching. Check out MarkCharter.com today.
Hey, Fanatics, this is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, and today I want to tell you about my good friends over at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Nebraska Furniture Mart has always been known for their legendary service and, of course, that unrivaled selection, but did you know that the store here in Clive has the largest appliance display in all of Iowa? There's also a huge flooring selection. They've got countertops, window treatments, and don't forget the big one. Every man loves a good television. They have a ton of them at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. So, did you know that Nebraska Furniture Mart also guarantees you that they'll have the lowest price? Oh yeah, they shop around all the major competitors, including Amazon, and they want to ensure that they have the lowest prices in town. So do yourself a favor, check them out. One block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive, it's Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise. Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Nice of Mr. Pollard to introduce us here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show at Benchwarmers in beautiful Ankeny, Iowa. I'm Chris Williams, joined by Brent Bloom.
The crowd is growing.
Yeah,
Dave.
It is. We have this one kid who looks just like Austin Flynn just showed up. Former quarterback Austin Flynn for the Iowa State Cyclones.
Number 13.
Now at Grandview.
Right.
Offensive coordinator, correct?
Rising up the coaching ranks.
Yeah. No, Austin Flynn is he's big time. I'm a big Austin Flynn guy. Let's welcome senior Grizzle veteran writer.
He remembers Austin Flynn.
Rob Gray to the panel. Rob, how are you?
Good to see you guys. I'm doing well.
It's good to see you. You had a nice nice write-up from practice today. Did you hear our interview with Charlie Henry?
I did. It was very nice.
What did you take away from it other than he's not concerned about the Patriots and their balls affecting the outcome of the Super Bowl?
That's really about the only thing I took away from it. No. I mean, it was very insightful. You know, it just kind of reiterated some of the things that they do. You know, it's interesting to hear him talk about the tech game and all that. So.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you here. As always, Bloom. So we were when we were off the air. Actually, first of all, I want to give a shout out to my friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. Big time news here, and it's not really news because it's been here for a while. But we finally got some Iowa Clinic urgent care open in Ankeny. It's right over. Best way to describe the area, you know, where the new Hy-Vee is. It's about catty corner from there. It's the big Iowa Clinic building, but their number is 515-875-9696. Their hours are awesome, 7 to 7 on Monday through Friday.
Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 3. Again, it's that urgent care, and you don't have to have an appointment. You don't have to be a regular Iowa Clinic patient, which I think is an important thing to note. But, again, that's they've got one in West Des Moines, too. The Ankeny one, though, again, that number, 515-875-9696, IAMenCenter.com. So Bloom makes the note, and he wasn't even being facetious. He was being honest, because I think a lot of us are like this. I don't even know signing day was next week. That's pretty much what you said, though.
It's true.
National signing day.
Yeah, it kind of got lost in my...
It had been lost in the shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
But, Rob, I mean, you talked to a young man last night who committed to Iowa State, a defensive tackle out of the state of Florida. Basically, from what I read from your article, he idolizes Ndamukong Suh and referred to his game as violent.
Yes, those are two things that struck me. I think any fan should like, when a player is asked, what best describes your game? What's your strength? He says, I'm violent. That's what I've been told, he said. And he just kind of threw in there, he thinks it comes from Sue. And I, being the grizzled veteran that I am, I put two and two together, figured it wasn't someone with the first name Sue, and kind of went down that path a little. I mean, the attitude is great with him, and clearly some teams were in late Missouri.
Is this conditional, notably, or like, did he have offers from these schools?
Missouri, he had tweeted that he got his offer from Missouri. Basically, I believe it was either early today or a few hours after he committed to the Cyclones. So, other schools were Fresno, Idaho, primarily. So
the Vandals wanted him. I mean, come on.
What a weird couple of schools to recruit a kid from Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Fighting Fresno and Idaho.
The Vandals.
I'm glad they got him.
And Gary Pinkel.
Goodness knows Iowa State needs defensive tackles.
Well, yeah, and he's got a nice size kid.
Yeah, good frame.
Yeah, I think that's what they're looking at, the frame, because he has the versatility and the speed to play D-end if he can't bulk up. I mean, he told me he wanted to get to 285, so he wasn't pulling any punches. You're already 250 coming out of high school. He's got room to grow. So a nice pickup.
Bloom, you went on I liked your column today. We kind of talked about this. About you were referencing basketball and fans and just, hey, chill out and enjoy it. That's basically what you were saying.
Essentially.
I want to go off on a little two-minute tangent here.
It's your show, buddy.
I'm getting really, maybe it's just because how close I am to everything, meaning our website. I'm on it, 14, 15 hours a day, it seems like.
Yeah.
But I just, like, anytime there's football good news, like the commitment yesterday.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a very slim minority of people who feel like they just have to derail everything and be negative and just, like, no matter what happens, if something happens positive for Iowa State in football, these people have just got to come and suck the positivity out of everything. It's driving me nuts. It's just, yeah, I get it. You're frustrated, but it was a nice pickup. The running back earlier in the week, that's a nice pickup. There is a little bit of recruiting momentum here as National Signing Day nears.
Yeah, I don't understand if you're frustrated after, a pair of subpar seasons, 3-win, 2-win, that you express your frustration by, belittling achievements on the recruiting trail or something. I mean, that just leads me to believe that that's the mode you're going to operate in, that you're just looking to throw snark out there. It's all about you, and it's not about anything else.
And even if you're a logical person, you look at this, you go, well, I don't want Paul Rhodes to be the coach. You're a fan, so you're unhappy. Well, you want good players to be in the program.
Yes.
For whoever if he's not successful, you still want good players in the program. That part has always baffled me. Where, at least say, hey, this kid's a pretty good player. But I think some people are at the point of no return with the football program where nothing, it's like we said this like a month ago, nothing the Iowa State football program does matters, good news, until they win several games next fall.
You're right, Bloom, and what fired me up is I looked at your article and some guy comments, are the recruits asking coaches about their job status? What? Getting fired up over here. I get it. Like, nobody here is masking the point that their jobs are on the hot seat. Everybody knows that. You think these kids are committing to Iowa State not knowing that? I feel like in football, anyways, you're committing to a school much more than a coach. Yeah. In basketball, I think these guys are recruiting to a coach 90% of the time. Mm-hmm. But there is a little momentum here, and there looks to be some things in the works, too. So how we started this conversation, Bloom, you were like, oh, signing day's next week. I think it might be an interesting 3-4 days here.
Yeah, I mean,
for Iowa State,
and it sounds like they're in on some kids that would be really good gets. So you get those. I mean, Paul Rhodes is not going to hold a press conference and celebrate like he did Alan Lazard last year, but there should be some nice pieces. And I like the potential. Some of those JUCO guys are already here.
Yeah.
To be impact players,
which is
players, which is what they need. I mean, they need guys that are going to impact next season. The offensive lineman as well is going to probably play. So there's some pieces. I mean, we won't know for sure until, like you always say, Chris, like 1 and 3of those guys usually pan out, the JUCO guys. But
yeah, I'm pretty anti-JUCO, though, compared to most
people.
It's
what they need to do. If the end goal next year, and it has to be, is to get to a bowl game, then they have to find impact guys.
Absolutely. And, I mean, Tucker looks to be one of those guys. You know, they've got a smatter of guys. Even some of the high school guys, clearly the pitch is you can make an impact right away. Particularly, I would assume Joshua Thomas.
You're going to see a lot of these freshmen from Iowa State standard, I think, play. And that might not be offense. It's like whatever.
Next year's a year where if you can contribute, you're playing.
Chips all in.
Yep.
Put them all in the middle.
Well, I mean, and it's worked for other teams in the past. You saw TCU.
Yeah.
They'll play like 15 freshmen a couple years ago. So you saw Texas this year play about 14 freshmen. Anymore with these guys, if they are ready to play in the Big 12, you got to put them in there. I know you'd love to redshirt them and build a program that way, but Iowa State needs to win right now.
This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, as we are each and every Thursday from 6 to 7 right here on 1460 KXNO. Coming up here in momentarily, we are going to have Billy Finley on the Hy-Vee Hotline from the Iowa State Women's Basketball Program. Tough loss last night for Iowa State as they lost to Kansas, and we'll get to Coach here in just a little bit. Rob, I was reading your story from practice earlier today. We don't want to focus a lot on the Texas Tech game, obviously, but it looked to me, just based off of those off of the quotes from today, George Niang and Naz Long, apparently they all sat around and watched TCU take Kansas to the wire last night. Is that correct?
Yeah, George and Naz as roommates and, of course, very good friends, watched it together, I think. Monte Morris referenced watching the game, really, you know, taking note of a toughness, an edge that TCU has, and clearly taking an active interest beyond film session. I mean, we remember what they did after that Texas Tech game. A bunch of them got together and broke down film even before the team's film session the Sunday after. So they're pouring over things. I'm sure guarding against that happening, but at the same time, clearly tired of talking about, you know, trying to offer explanations for things that are all basically inexplicable. You saw at Kansas last night, Bill Self came out after the game and said that TCU played harder than they did. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a thing that happens to every team and usually repeatedly, you know, whether it's the quote-unquote, you see the name on the jersey, you're up for this one, you're not so up for that one. I mean, it's sort of a human nature thing when you get, between the baselines and sidelines.
Let's go to the Hy-Vee Hotline. It's good analysis right there from Rob Gray, senior writer, CycloneFanatic.com. We'll go to Iowa State assistant women's basketball coach Billy Finley right now. Coach, what's going on, man? First of all, give me your Super Bowl pick. I know that you're you're a man of many, many hobbies. You're a big fan of the football game. Who do you got, man?
I got Patriots, not close, 14 to 17 points.
Wow.
Tom Brady, with whatever kind of balls you want to give him, doesn't matter. They're going to do exactly what they need to do. And there's going to be no excuses for the Seahawks or the rest of the NFL.
But you're not concerned about the distraction of all the conversation about Tom Brady's balls from this week bothering the Patriots?
I really don't think so. I think they've, if it was a younger team, maybe, but you're talking about a bunch of guys that have been there before, and Belichick and these guys. So I think if anything, they're going to use it as motivation and probably pour it on even harder. That's my prediction.
All right. Man, so we got Charlie Henry and Billy Finley predicting the Patriots.
No Seahawk fans. No. We got to get Bruns on. Bruns is a Seahawk fan.
We got to get Bruns on and call up TJ Otzelberger, who's living out in Seattle
right
now.
With Allison Otzelberger as well.
Yeah, and Chase and Olivia, the twins.
The twins.
That were born.
Wow.
All right, Billy, I got to listen, man. Got to ask you the hard question here. What happened last night, man? Was watching the game on Cyclones TV, and you guys, you kind of let one slip away at home. What, when you went back and looked at the tape, what did you see that your team needs to improve on before Oklahoma State comes to town on Saturday?
Well, Chris, I think, you know, it's kind of been what we've talking about all year, and we've been a little up and down. And as much as you like to think that you have some things figured out, you get rudely reminded that you're up and down. And we played a Kansas team that had their last loss was 4 games ago to Baylor, in which they were down 2 at the under 4. Wow. Played them to 6 points, then proceeded to beat Texas Tech on a last-second shot at Texas Tech, and beat West Virginia at home, and then came in here and beat us. So we got Kansas when they were rolling a little bit. But with all that said and done, you know, what we saw was plenty of opportunities for us to do the things that we had been doing to make the results the opposite. And that's probably the most frustrating part is really thinking that you beat yourself. Obviously, Kansas is good, and they're going to win their fair share of games, and they got a first-round WNBA draft pick on their team. But I think anybody that was there or saw the game would say that if we do some of the things that we've done all year, the result's different. But that's why you play the game. And obviously, as you're seeing around the country, conference season comes. If you're not ready to play, you're going to get beat. And for some reason, that was the case yesterday. We turned the ball over on a decent amount of times, and our turnover rate, which is the percentage of turnovers per possessions total in the game, in Kansas slows the game down. So 20 turnovers in that game is like 30 in a normal game. So you just can't have that. And we know that. We went back to work today and had a pretty good practice, so I feel good about that. And we'll be ready for Oklahoma State hopefully on Saturday.
Billy, what do you make of the Big 12 this year? It makes less sense than ever to me. I mean, you've got teams winning games that I would think no business winning, others losing. It's pretty wild out there.
Yeah, I agree, Brent. Other than Baylor, which I predicted last year would do this exact same thing, and I know a lot of people didn't agree when they lost out of these teams. But, you know, Oklahoma, who was 6-5 in the non-conference, has found themselves 7-0. And, you know, you got teams like Oklahoma State and West Virginia that – we're both preseason top 20, are 9th and 10th in our league right now. So, A, I think it talks about the depth of our league. These players aren't any different than when they were, you know, 10-1 and ranked in the top 25. I think our league as a whole is brutal, and we've recently jumped up to number one in the RPI, even though we don't have a team outside of Baylor that's, you know, getting a ton of national publicity. Obviously, Texas did for a while, but you know, the number 10 team has just as good a shot as beating number 2 on a given night. So it's fun. You know, I think like we've talked to our girls about, you know, we're five and three, and we're alone in third place, and on 2-game swing could get you to right down to 8th or 9th, and or 2-game swing could give you a monster cushion and knocking on Oklahoma's door. So it's fun. Like I said, there's great players in the league, great coaches. Great home court advantages. So in women's basketball, it's the cream of the crop, and you better bring it every night or else you're going to get beat.
Hey, Billy, I know that the great Rich Fellingham's got like the next 2 weeks off or something, and Bloom's going to be filling in. So when Bloom goes on the road with you guys, is he – because I've heard like a lot of like rappers, when they go to concerts, they have to have, you know, like bottles of like Hennessy or like, you know, top shelf stuff when they show up in a hotel. Does Bloom have any demands, anything like that? Any, like, does Bloom demand like a, you know, like a filet mignon waiting for him, like anything like that? How big of a pain is Bloom to travel with?
Well, you know, we don't like to give out all of Bloom's secrets, and you know,
thank you.
now that, you know, he's got the people listening that, you know, may think pretty highly of him. So I don't want to ruin that reputation that he's somehow built up. But, you know, I think obviously the one thing is Brent has been very, very lucky for us. So
he has.
Next year we're going to send Rich on a month-long vacation, I guess we're going to have to. Or maybe Brent should have just warmed up yesterday. But, you know, Brent brings plenty of luck for us. And, you know, if he wants a filet mignon, we'll surely buy him one. I mean, you got no problem with that.
You got to get the guys over at Learfield to cough up a little more money and take Bloom on every road trip. He's, like, in the bullpen. And if you're ever losing at halftime, you bring Bloom in for the second half.
Hey, we can I'll talk to some of those guys at Learfield and see if we can make that happen.
Hey, Billy, all I ask is when we're in Norman next week, they have a five guys, and I'll settle for that. I don't need filet mignon, but I'll take a double cheeseburger from five guys.
We play at 10:30 in the morning, you know, Bloom. So,
oh, that's right.
We're going to have to hit that the night before, but we'll definitely take care of you then. And then, you know, when we have pregame meal at 6 in the morning, we'll make sure you get your Cheerios and all that.
Appreciate that.
All right.
Thanks, Billy. We appreciate your time, brother.
All right, guys. Take care.
We're officially letting Billy Finley off of the Hy-Vee hot seat. What is your record as the Iowa State women's basketball play-by-play?
It's pretty elite.
It's actually really strong, isn't it?
I mean,
how many losses have you called?
I don't count the loss to Baylor.
Yeah, those don't count.
With Griner and Sims, because they were aliens, an alien team. But otherwise, I mean, I'm probably about at least 85%, 90% in the last 4 years.
That's
I mean, there's a correlation there that's hard to ignore.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
Billy understood it.
It really is.
What percentage are road games?
Fairly high amount.
That's yeah. why
I've won
know,
at
Blue Magic.
I've won at Texas. Won at Oklahoma. I've won at Texas Tech. I mean,
yeah,
as as DJ Khaled said, all I do is win.
No matter what. So does Glenn Waterhouse Insurance.
Yeah.
Because if you get your life insurance through Glenn Waterhouse, glennwaterhouse.com, and unfortunately you die, those around
you,
all they do is win. Financially, at least. No, I've got little Williams, little Junior, on the way, and I kind of like freaked out. I'm like, I need more life insurance. And so the wife and I went in there, did a little life insurance with Glenn Waterhouse, State Farm Insurance. I had to do the phone quiz, you know, where they're like asking you about every doctor appointment you've ever had, but it's not bad. Glenn treats you right, makes it real simple. What I liked about it is you think you're going in there and you're just like, oh, I'm gonna get a term. Well, Glenn's got a few options for you, you know, so give him a call. It's my guy, Glenn Waterhouse. I'm gonna give you his mobile number. I don't know if he's gonna like this or not, but I want you to call him at 515-971-03. I better get the right number. His number is 515-971-8302. 515-971-8302. Glenn Waterhouse Insurance. We'll be back right after this. It's a Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show on 1460 KXO.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. So drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. Simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on fuel. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Hy-Vee Fuel Saver, good at more than 1,200 gas stations across the Midwest, including Hy-Vee Gas, Casey's General Store, and participating Shell stations. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise.
Yeah, we've you've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let... ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, and today I want to tell you about my good friends over at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Nebraska Furniture Mart has always been known for their legendary service and, of course, that unrivaled selection. But did you know that the store here in Clive has the largest appliance display in all of Iowa? There's also a huge flooring selection. They've got countertops, window treatments, and don't forget the big one. Every man loves a good television. They have a ton of them at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. So, did you know that Nebraska Furniture Mart also guarantees you that they'll have the lowest price? Oh yeah, they shop around all the major competitors, including Amazon, and they want to ensure that they have the lowest prices in town. So do yourself a favor, check them out. One block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive, it's Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO. Yeah.
You want to do another Glenn Waterhouse ad?
That was kind of a perverse way to promote life insurance, wasn't it?
If you die, your family wins. Well, I guess.
Well, financially.
You came up with a new slogan for Glenn.
You're just creative, Chris. I mean, hats off.
Thanks, guys. Hey, this final segment of the Cyclone Fanatic radio show here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny is brought to us by our good friends at Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine. It doesn't matter if you're a weekend warrior, high school, college, pro athlete. Listen, you're going to get hurt, and, man, Bloom, do you want to read the ad?
Does Capital Orthopedics win if you get hurt?
They do, because...
But you win, too, because you'll be healed.
Capital Orthopedics will absolutely win because they get the pleasure of caring for you in their 9 board-certified physicians, 12 outreach clinics. Capital Orthopedics Sports Medicine will get you the personalized care that you deserve. Give them a call today at 515-440-2676 or dsmcapitalortho.com.
Oh, man. You're a pro.
Yeah, you know, I've been working really hard at this radio thing for a long time, and that's why I'm still here with you guys on Thursday nights. The Big 12 SEC Basketball Challenge is moving to January. This was a bit of an odd press release to get in the middle of January, but I guess it makes sense. To me, it's got a little bit of a bracket busters feel to it. Bloom, did you, or Rob, when you read this release, are they going to release the teams, or are they going to, like, tell us at the beginning of January? Do we know this yet? Because I think it'd be really cool if like, on January 5th, they go, this is who you're playing, and match the teams up based off of what they have done up until then.
That would be great. I kind of doubt they'll do it that way.
I'm not going to give them enough credit to do that. I think that it would be awesome.
It's, I think, logistically maybe a bit of an issue for them, too, you know, planning the games.
Work it out. The mid-majors do it.
I agree. But I'm just saying that might be, you know, where they would come
from.
Bit
of a snag.
Yeah. But, no, I haven't really learned anything beyond that, and our friend Travis Hines asked Fred about it at the availability today, and Fred, I don't think Fred had gotten the memo yet.
He had not been given the press release.
Sort of quizzical. and then he just kind of throw away, said, "Oh, that's great. I'm really looking forward to it." So
keep in mind, both the Big 12 and the SEC are ESPN total properties. So I think each of their games is only on for them. I think, well, maybe SEC has a couple games on CBS, but so ESPN can kind of control the schedule. And they got rid of the bracket busters 2 years ago, so that doesn't exist anymore. So this will be unique. I think it's great for TV. I do not think it's great for the teams. It'll be fun as a fan because once you get in a conference, you wonder how good our conference is against each other because teams are markedly different in November than they will be in late January. So it'll be fun to see, you know, how would a Kentucky and a Kansas match up now? It was obviously a mismatch in November. But I want to know with you, do they wait? Because I would pay to see a, you know, an Iowa State-Kentucky game. But right now, you know, Florida comes into the SEC probably second. But now they haven't played that well, so that's not as interesting if you would play them now. So, it could be for good TV. It is just strange how you could go from playing Big 12, and now you're going on the road to Nashville.
I think the point behind it is, you know, in December and November, there's all these weird non-conference, there's tournaments.
It gets lost.
Yeah, the Big Ten ACC thing, and it does get lost. You almost forget. There were SEC, Big 12, and I covered the Big 12, and I didn't even know they were happening when they were happening. This has been the case the last couple of years. So I think the way they're wanting to do this, it's like two nights, bam, in the middle of January. I think it's intriguing. I actually am for this. I like this move.
No, it's a true showcase. And I think, that's on that end, it's very positive. I see a positive, too. And, I mean, you extend that because you want that tournament feel in your non-conference to some degree, and then you go round robin in the Big 12. You plop a – that's why I think, you know, unknown, like you suggested, is even better. Because
let's have a little
swap someone
here.
Completely else, someone new in there to game plan for, to, you know, kind of mentally prepare for, too. It's just a nice change of pace. Always looking to unsettle routines in some ways, you know, gets you a little bit more battle tested. So we'll see how it shapes out. But I like that they're doing it that way, too.
It'd also be a treat to see Kentucky play somebody with a pulse outside of December.
Are you taking a dig at the SEC basketball conference?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Ole Miss.
Yeah, that to me, like the whole SEC is Bloom's reaction. Top to bottom.
A game or two.
Other than Kentucky.
When's the last time you've watched a game between two SEC teams that did not involve Kentucky?
I watched a little.
You know what I watched?
Arkansas.
I was watching Arkansas, South Carolina the other night, just because they both played Iowa State. If I didn't cover Iowa State, I wouldn't give a lick about that game.
True.
It's not a great conference.
Yeah. No, it's really not. All right, boys. How do you see Saturday playing out? I think that Iowa State, Rob, I genuinely think that they learned from Texas Tech last week. And there is a legitimate letdown factor for a TCU team that put it all out there against the Kansas Jayhawks. I like Iowa State. I don't think they blow them out. I think this is like a 10-point win. What do you see on Saturday?
I think it could be similar to Texas in the sense that the Cyclones come out strong again, maintain that strength, build a pretty substantial lead. And TCU, by dint of their great offensive rebounding, maybe hit a couple shots, they get it in that range where it's, you know, 12, 14 points. I mean, but like you were saying before I came in here, though, I mean, two overtime losses, two by five or less, and one of them is Kansas. I mean, and the overtime losses are Baylor and West Virginia, both tough places to play.
Yeah.
They're a legitimately solid team that just has learned to win in the non-conference, but hasn't learned to win close games within conference. So, I think the Cyclones play really well and pull it off by 10 to 12, but TCU makes a bit of a late run.
Bloom, we got 40 seconds. What do you think?
Well, they're going to try and deflate gate the ball and slow the game
down.
Well
played.
Thank you. See what I did there?
Yeah, well played.
But so if Iowa State gets this thing in their pace and get them running, I really like Iowa State by a lot. But TCU has a way to just keep the possessions long and then rebound the ball, keep possessions alive. So this is a – if this is a game that's in the half court, I think TCU can hang around, and then it gets weird in the second half. But if Iowa State can get it up into the, you know, the 70s, and they'll be fine.
Highly encourage you to watch Trent Johnson's post-game press conference. He's a, as Dan McCarty would say, he's a dandy. He's always a good time. So is Rob Gray when he stops by the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Thank you.
Very kind. Glad
thanks to Charlie Henry and Billy Finley as well, Steve Young, John Sellers. Bloom, we'll see you next week, brother.
All right, buddy.
Have a great night, Central Iowa. Thanks for listening. So long.